The Gospel according to Matthew. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, until the end of the age." This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. The French have a saying, "To say goodbye is to die a little." Who among us has never felt that pain of separation in taking leave of a loved one? The disciples on that mountain that day were no exception as they stood with the risen Christ for the last time on that sacred place in Galilee. And yet his words of encouragement gave them reason to hope. It wasn't the end of story. It was the beginning of a new chapter in an ongoing story. Both the mountain and Galilee are highly symbolic. Both are places of revelation. Was it there, perhaps, on that very mountain, that Jesus delivered his great sermon in Matthew's fifth chapter? Was this the place where his followers heard the beautiful, encouraging words of the Beatitudes and the challenging descriptions of the conditions for discipleship? Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Forgive over and over again. Here they are, back again, on that mountain in Galilee. Galilee, as prophesied in the ninth chapter of Isaiah, "But there will be no gloom for those who are in anguish. In the former time he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the latter time he will make glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations." As usual, Matthew is looking back at the Hebrew Scriptures to set the scene for the New Covenant. This mountain in Galilee is the place of what is called the Great Commission, the last recorded act of the risen Christ was to send out his disciples to continue the mission given him by the Father. Their marching orders were to go out and teach others to be disciples, to baptize them into the same faith, and to do all that Christ had done to bring about the reign of God. The commissioning for those disciples was not, and is not for us either, by means of our own resources. I hope not. All the power that belongs to Christ now belongs to us, and he will never leave us alone. His presence will be a constant source of wisdom and strength, a real deep sharing in his spirit that will carry us to wherever and to whomever we are sent. We are sent by the power of the Spirit, and we are accompanied by the one who laid down his life for us. What more could we ask? When I consider what this Great Commission means for us today, I'm drawn to reflect on the words of the modern-day saint, Dorothy Day. She says, "We have to begin thinking in terms of the Beatitudes and the Sermon on the Mount and have this readiness to suffer. We have not yet loved our neighbor with the kind of love that is a precept to the extent of laying down our life for them. And our life very often means our resources, resources that we have sweated for. It means our bread, our daily living, our rent, our clothes. We haven't shown ourselves ready to lay down our life. This is a new precept, a new way. I always comfort myself by saying that Christianity is only 2 days old, because 1,000 years are as 1 day in the sight of God. And so it is only a couple of days that are past. And now it is about time we begin to take these things literally, to begin tomorrow morning and say, now I have begun.